This was the this was the background for the King of France going on crusade. He needed very little persuading. The other great monarch who took the cross was Conrad III, as I said, aspiring Holy Roman Emperor. He was the first of the Hohenstaufen emperors. And as I mentioned earlier, the kings of Germany never could quite make their claim hereditary. They're always being elected, and that is because the direct succession was dying out. And this was the third line to take over, actually the fourth line to take over, to be absolutely correct, from the Ottonians. And his position was rather weak in Germany. He was extremely reluctant. He was really inspired by Bernard, or some would say bullied by Bernard, into assuming the cross. And went along somewhat reluctantly, knowing full well that he very much risked his throne. And so he did. In the summer of 1147, then, great armies issued east, two of the greatest kings of the West, much to the delight of the Pope and to the hopes of Western Europeans. These were well-disciplined armies. They did have in their trade, in their train, many non-combatants, but great events were expected of this force. Well, it turned out to be quite otherwise. As I mentioned, the then reigning Emperor Manuel I really had no reason to summon this crusade. As he got word that these Western kings were approaching his domains, Manuel was in the midst of fighting a war against the Sultan Masud, the Sultan of Konya, the main Seljuk power in Asia Minor, and he had to actually break off a very victorious campaign, sign an armistice, move back to Constantinople because he expected two great royal armies to cross his domains that year in 1147. He had to be in the capital. And sure enough, Manuel made the right decision, at least in the short term. The German army showed up first. There were the usual problems of marching through imperial domains. Manuel very cleverly figured that he could court Conrad III. Manuel was a master, just like his grandfather Alexis, in reading personalities, and eventually formed a quite warm friendship with Conrad and secured a dynastic marriage, and saw Conrad as a possible ally against the Normans of Sicily, who took it in their head to support Louis VII by waging war on Byzantium, which is a story in and of itself that comes up in the next lecture. Conrad, contrary to Manuel's advice, set off immediately for the Holy Land and attempted a march into Asia Minor without awaiting his colleague Louis, who was about a month behind him. And as a result, in September of 1147, the German army suffered an embarrassing defeat at Dorylaeum, the very location where the First Crusade won its first significant victory. The German army immediately began to break up. Many of the forces went home. Conrad was discredited. Louis showed up about a month later. There were ugly problems from the start. Many in the French nobility thought that Manuel was to be distrusted. There was even talk in the royal tent of seizing Constantinople itself. Louis again did not heed Manuel's advice and wait winter in imperial territory and set out the next year. He insisted on attempting a winter march across Asia Minor. And without going into too many details, it was one of the most strategically and logistically foolish moves ever made. Louis was absolutely obsessed with getting to Jerusalem and expiating his sins. And as a result, the Crusader army moved up the Maiander Valley just at the time that the Seljuk Turks were coming down from their autumn grazing areas. They encountered Turkish attacks. There was no food available. Eventually, the French army fought its way to the port of Attalia in southwestern Turkey. There was no shipping available for them because the Normans were attacking the Byzantine Empire. And what happened is Louis and his court took ship to Antioch and told the rest of the crusade to follow. And they arrived in comfort and were later joined by Conrad, who had the good sense to stay in Constantinople. And so the knights and the nobility made it to Antioch, but the poor infantry and pilgrims had to make their way along the southern shore of Asia Minor in the summer of 1148, and most of them, of course, didn't make it. It was a disaster.